In the meantime, we're about to join the Kiwis, and we have a new guest today. We've got Kirsty, of course, who runs a ship over there. The Beaver, you can't trust him. So Jeffy Wilson's going to join us. G'day, Jeffro.
Jeffrey or Jeffro, that's the first time I've ever been addressed with either of those things in my entire life. What's up with that?
Seriously. Yeah. How are you, J-Train? Is it all good?
J-Train. Yeah, they said I was going to be in trouble. They knew I was going to be in trouble and you guys were going to try and set us up. I've been picking fights with the chairman of Australian Rugby, apparently.
Oh, you're not, are you?
What have you done?
Yeah. Well,
what's happened,
I didn't like the fact he doesn't want to play with us anymore.
Oh, yeah, that won't happen.
Nah.
That won't happen.
That won't happen?
No. It's all paper talk.
Hey, Jeff, if that was to happen, would New Zealand give a rat's or you do prefer having us in the competition?
Oh, we love it. We love the competition. We love the fact we beat you most of the time.
I was about to say that. Is it good for yourself?
Dolan Fletcher, massive New South Wales Waratahs fans.
Oh, are you Waratahs fans?
No, I'm a Crusaders fan.
Yeah, we're Crusaders.
Always. Oh, dear.
We're actually hosting their awards ceremony next year, aren't we, Brian?
Correct.
Yeah.
So you didn't enjoy when the Waratahs beat the Crusaders. That wasn't one of your best moments ever?
No, not really, because I was a bit upset. Because, as I said, I'm a big Scotty Robbo fan. Huge fan.
Yeah, Richie Mwanga, run at me. I've got a tattoo of Richie on my arm. In seriousness, what was the fallout? Yep. The best team won, would you say that?
Yeah, I think overall the best team won. Look, the Brumbies were close the week before. Like, you know, they're a one offside, one penalty away from finding themselves possibly in a Super Rugby final. And that's why, you know, we love having them in the competition. They were better this year than last year. They'll be better next year than they were this year. And that's what we need is great competition. I love the Wallaby side that Dave Rennie's picked. So it's game on. It's all about the Bledisloe Cup now. I can't wait for that to be played this year. So I'd be bitterly disappointed if this happened in a couple of years, because I think we've got the makings of something pretty special.
Where would we go? Well, we're just going to play amongst ourselves?
Apparently that's good enough.
Yeah.
No, that's what the suggestion that they're talking about. Look, I could understand. They're exploring all of their options. Got a couple of Rugby World Cups coming to your shores, which is really exciting for rugby in Australia. But I'd like to think that Australians enjoy competing against the Kiwi teams as well on a weekly basis. So, you know, you want the best players in the world playing against each other, and both sides of the Tasman have got that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Kirst, can I just ask you this? Where is the Beav today?
The Beav is filming his, as Jeff calls it, reality TV show. Not having it.
Oh. Hang on. Please explain.
He's doing a TV series called Clubhouse Rescue, where him and Israel Dagg skive off, take the day off work every week, and go and rescue these club rooms.
That's right. He told us about that. And where is he now? Like, what part of New Zealand?
I think he's in the city of the future. He's in Hamilton. He's at an ice skating rink, and we know that he is not good on skates at all.
No.
Did he tell you that story last week when he jumped on skates for the first time and was totally embarrassed by a 10-year-old kid?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't on air last week.
Oh, you weren't here.
No,
where were you last week?
I was gallivanting down.
Great replacement.
Who was it? Bozza. Oh yeah, no, he's not good.
Mm.
He was okay. he was okay. I want to ask you about this. The Kiwis versus Tonga, Mount Smart Stadium. Surely it's front page news, back page news.
Of course.
Sold out.
It is not sold out.
Wow.
Are you shocked to hear that?
I am.
We haven't had rugby league, in almost 3 years, and it is not sold out.
Maybe they'll come late.
What does it hold, Mount Smart Stadium? 25-ish?
Yeah, it'll be around 25,000. Yeah, we're hopeful. Look, we've just hit the – it was like 0 degrees here this morning. It's been pretty bloody cold for Auckland standards. I can tell you that for a fact. So I think, like you say, everyone's waiting the late run. We do that in New Zealand. We're a bit slow to get going sometimes. A lot of people probably won't even be aware it's on. But I can't wait for it, because these things it's legalised violence in some ways, isn't it? These two teams. To be honest with you, when these two teams get together, there's an attitude a bit like your state of origin. You know, they bring that sort of intensity. I love it as a guy who never went on a rugby league field in his entire life. Had no interest in doing that.
Kirst, can I ask you this? Gibbo, our panel operator here, is a huge fan of yours, by the way, and of Auckland in general. He was saying that there'll be more red in the crowd, people going for Tonga rather than the Kiwis. Would you agree?
Well, we saw it a few years ago, didn't we? We saw a sea of red, and they're expecting it again. They're expecting a sea of red. The Tongans have so much support over here. Which is funny. We're in New Zealand. Well, where's all the support for the Kiwis?
Well, but you remember, though, all of a sudden, a few years ago, right, all of a sudden, a lot of players made themselves available for Tonga, right?
Yes.
And it was a massive
shift.
We
hold grudges.
Well,
we haven't forgiven you, Jason.
I think that it runs deep, right? It runs really, really deep. And so I think that's where a lot of that comes from. And once they'd beaten the Kiwi side, it's just a different contest now.
What do you guys think of our lineup that we've put out?
Oh, I think it's outstanding. Yeah. I honestly do. I think it's one of the best New Zealand sides we've seen for a while. What do you think, Wilso?
Me? Yeah. Are the Warriors playing this weekend?
Yeah, no.
Are the Warriors next, playing this
follow
weekend?
Actually,
I don't think any of them are in the side, right?
There's one.
There's one
player.
So I'm extremely hopeful then. I think it's it's a team that's got some ability to go to the next level. Like, it's challenging at the moment here. What do I think? I just look forward to the contest, you know.
Well said. You're not going to say this either. Yeah. When I asked Beaver about Nelson Osofa Solomone, and he wanted to put him at fullback, I said, "Mate, could he play?" I said, "Could Nelson make a transition over to rugby?" And he says, "Yeah, easy fullback."
Yeah. A correction, by the way. There is zero because Dallin Watene Zalesniak has not been included in the 17.
Gotcha.
So there was one only in the squad.
Now,
guys, what has been dominating your talk topic or conversation today? We've been inundated by Fletchie's Wacky Team Wednesday. Mm. What's finding its way on your text board today?
Yeah, the exact same thing. We've had people texting us from Australia, giving us the heads up that you're talking doctors, and we've had a shite ton of messages come through.
Oh, what specifically
Doc,
about?
Doc Martens?
Yes.
Yeah, don't mind that. But have you got any?
Got great boot.
As we like to do,
got a great boot.
I always need
you
to.
You like stitching us up?
No, not stitching you up. But we've been doing this for about 6 or 7 weeks now, and you're still yet to give me a nomination. Sure, and it's got to be a New Zealand nomination. Is there a famous
New Zealand doctor
on TV or on a TV show? Doesn't have to be real; could be fiction.
Yeah, you can't say Dr. Rapata either.
Yeah, who
Shortland. Come on. No, we've got an entire program of doctors in Shortland Street. Surely we give you Dr. Rapata.
No.
He's the most famous doctor in New Zealand.
Well, no, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield.
Dr.
Ashley Bloomfield, who is basically, he's beaten COVID in New Zealand. That's how good he was.
Oh.
He's our playmaker.
He's beaten it. He was the Director General of Health?
Yeah.
And he took it and kicked it for six. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He was outstanding.
Kicked it for six. That's a beauty.
You like that?
AFL-like. Kicked it right down the middle.
I have heard.
You guys got that one.
No, we don't like AFL.
I was trying to catch you out there. Oh, you don't like AFL?
No.
We have heard that you guys.
It's like your hatred for rugby league.
We tell people
I love rugby league.
When they text us about AFL, we say, go and text the team on +64 8833 they are ready for your calls and texts. Isn't that right, Brian?
Have you got in Wacky Team Wednesday? Have you got Dr. Dre?
Yes.
Dr. Dre is up front. Okay.
Have you got Dr. Hook?
He's mentioned. Dr. Hook?
He's mentioned. Everyone needs someone who plays the guitar. Sure.
Yes. That's good, Dr.
What about
Hook?
Dr. Pepper?
Oh, I don't like that though.
You know,
that's
like
deep heat.
Yeah. What about
Dr. Hannibal Lecter? I said Dr. Hannibal Lecter in the front row. Imagine packing down with that.
Yeah, you get.
I mean, you're going to lose an ear.
You'd be getting scrumpox for sure. Speaking of scrumpox, Wilso.
No one was speaking of scrumpox.
Well,
I can tell you that.
I was. Can I ask you this? It's fascinating that the front rowers and forwards in rugby get a lot of scrumpox. Mm. I've never come across it. I've just heard. Have you ever had the pox of the scrum variety?
JW?
No, mate. I was a fullback and wing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get any further away from a scrum, and even when the forwards got near me at training, I thought it was an accident, and I was allergic to anything that had dark places involved with it. So, and I always felt sorry for them, to be fair, because when it just lingered and hung around, and it wasn't air.
What is it? Is it a rash or is it a disease? What is it? Is it contagious?
Well, I never bothered to find out. I didn't want to know.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to put players through that.
No, you just stick to the backs, and the backs got the ringworm.
100%. Yeah.
That was your go over there.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we?
That's what I'm hearing.
I was fast enough to run away from everything.
And so, team, what else is dominating over there? What are you talking about this week?
I've been making the news.
Well, we're in limbo because we've got a weekend of rugby off. New Zealand struggles. when no one's playing rugby.
So we're talking rugby league.
Yeah, we're talking rugby league. I think there's a random sevens tournament being played here in New Zealand somewhere. I think that's happening. But I think that's what happens with the moment.
There's a big hangover from the Super Rugby final, of course.
Yes.
What's going on in your neck of the woods? How was your shooting skills yesterday when you had Paige Hadley on?
Oh, yes.
Did you school her?
No, she played us off a break.
She's a good kid, Paige.
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
Well, she's not
great
a kid.
Player.
She's 30.
Yeah.
So we were talking Joel said she's a kid. I said,
well, she is. In our term, she is.
30 is not a kid.
Yeah. Kirsty's a kid. Kirsty's
a kid.
Anyone who goes to Coachella is not a kid.
Yes.
And Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeffrey's not a kid. But Kirst, we were having a chat to her about the upcoming Commonwealth Games.
Mm.
And I said, yes. How will we go then? She went, rattled off all these teams. Jamaica, very good.
Mm.
Great Britain, the current gold medalist. And I said, what about New Zealand? She said,
nah.
Not much chop.
Thoughts?
Thoughts?
She's wrong.
Oh, okay.
We're coming for you. Okay. We're coming for you.
Well, a whole of Australia. We're coming for Australia.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about, the netball?
The netball.
I mean, we're world champions, right?
I just assumed we were going to win that. I just assumed that was a gold medal. We've already put that in as our telly.
Nah.
That's
apparently
not.
Pommies in Jamaica. Yep.
She said, then way down is the septic tanks, and then just below the Seppos.
Yeah. That's us.
Yeah. Canada were in front of you guys.
Yeah.
I dare you to underestimate us. I dare you to underestimate us.
Hey, JW.
It's the last major tournament we won, eh?
We've asked Kirsty this before, but for those who want to get over there to New Zealand and travel right now, where would you send them to?
Where would I send them to?
Mm.
I'm from Invercargill.
Don't go there. It's too cold.
Well, at the moment, if you want to see some icebergs and seals, that's probably the place to go. Where would I send them? I'll tell you what, I would probably send you north. I'd go to the very tip of the north of the north.
We all say that.
Yeah, we do. Go to Cape Reinga. Go as far as you can go, as far as the eye can see. Watch where the two oceans meet. It's a thing of beauty. It really, really is.
Cape
Reinga. And along the way, there's plenty of places. Cape Reinga, right to the very, very top.
I like that.
Something
I like
spectacular.
That suggestion. I do like that suggestion. Yep. By the way, yes, if you want to talk AFL, +64883 is the way to do it.
They're coming through thick and fast.
Enjoy it, gang.
We'll send them back your way.
Yes.
We'll leave you with this.
AFL.
Up there, Kazaley. We'll catch you later. Good stuff.
Joel and Fletch.
Yes, Kirsty, and not the beef today, JW.
JW, he was up and about.
Good debut.
Great debut.
Yeah, good energy.
I reckon he's been around a while.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, he's been around these
traps. That's not his first rodeo.
He's been doing a lot of stuff for AKP.
I totally agree with that.
Invercargill.
I totally agree with that.
96.4. Oh. Mm. Yeah, he was with 96.3, and they gave him the arse.
+64883 is